From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces say they have seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa, Syria, from Islamic State militants. The American-led coalition fighting the IS group said that the city was, quote, on the verge of liberation. Now, that's in addition to Iraqi forces taking over more oil fields near the city of Kirkuk. VOA's Robert Rafael has this update.
The military said Kurdish fighters withdrew from the Bai Hassan and Avana oil fields, leaving federal security forces to take over. Tuesday's developments followed a swift move by government forces Monday to capture the Kirkuk governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field.
VOA's Robert Rafael. The Islamic State group still controls areas in Syria around the eastern province of Deir al-Zour and further south in the Euphrates River Valley. Israel says it will not talk with a Palestinian government that includes the militant group Hamas unless a number of demands are met. A statement by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spelled out several conditions if there were to ever be talks. They included Hamas' disarmament, its repudiation of violence, and recognition of Israel. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country faces both challenge and opportunity in his opening speech of the ruling Communist Party's twice-a-decade National Congress on Wednesday. President Xi told more than 2,000 delegates gathered in the Great Hall of the People that China has entered a new era of, quote, socialism with Chinese characteristics. He promised Beijing would allow more market-oriented reforms of its economy, but said government would still play a big role in managing large state-owned firms. This is VOA News. A member of Kenya's Election Commission has resigned just a week before the presidential revote, adding another layer of political turmoil in the East African nation. Rosalind Akombi issued a statement from New York Wednesday, saying the planned October 26th revote cannot meet the basic expectations of a credible election. Akombi says the embattled Electoral Commission, known by its acronym IEBC, is under siege from infighting and political intimidation. She told BBC Radio that she fled Kenya after receiving numerous threats to her safety. Spain's top court ruled that Catalonia's independence referendum is illegal, saying that the regional law backing it violated Spain's constitution. More now from reporter Lucy Fielder.
Behind bars on Tuesday, the leaders of Catalonia's two main separatist groups, pending trial for sedition as Spain's worst political crisis in decades deepens. They're jailing Monday night, sparking protests and a government walkout on Tuesday. Catalonia is refusing to renounce its symbolic declaration of independence. Madrid has given Catalan leaders until Thursday to do so.
I això és el que nosaltres insistim i que és el que mateix que direm dijous. Dijous els direm, escolti, no direm res diferent que dilluns. Volen seure i parlem. Hi ha un clamor de parli vostès que poden. Nosaltres volem i podem. Altres no volen.
So it looks ever more likely that Spain will impose direct rule on the autonomous region. Also under investigation, Catalonia's police chief, accused of failing to order his force to impose a ban on the independence referendum last month. While the two pro-independence leaders are accused of helping to orchestrate protests. The Catalan government accusing Madrid of taking political prisoners. A reminder of life under dictator General Franco, when Catalan culture was suppressed.
Reporter Lucy Fielder. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying Congresswoman Frederica Wilson's claim that he told the widow of a soldier killed in Niger her husband, quote, knew what he signed up for. Mr. Trump this morning tweeted that the story is totally fabricated, but Representative Wilson is standing by her story. Wilson said she overheard part of Tuesday's conversation between Mr. Trump and widow Maisha Johnson on a speakerphone. Sergeant LaDavid Johnson was among four soldiers killed on October 4th in an ambush in Niger. And thousands more Rohingya refugees have crossed the border from Myanmar to Bangladesh since late Sunday, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency, bringing to 580,000 the number of Rohingya who have fled the country since August 25th. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.